This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Samantha Gonzalez, and I'm interviewing Imani Hunt in our separate homes on Skype on January 31st, 2021. Do you give me permission to record and distribute this oral history, Imani?
Yes.
Amazing. Great. Are you willing to share some basic information about yourself first?
Okay, sure. My name is Imani Hunt. I'm 19 years old. My job is a patient care representative at a CityMD urgent care. I'm Black or African American and female, and I'm bisexual, and I'm from New York City.
Amazing. Tell me a story about how your family ended up here in New York.
My family and I have lived here for as long as I can remember. I was born in Harlem specifically, but my mom was also born here. But my grandmother was born in Nigeria, and my grandfather was born in Puerto Rico. They both came here in the 70s, met each other, and made my mom. My mom met my father while here, although he wasn't from here. They met each other in the Navy and made me, and he's from Brazil. Ever since then, I've lived in U.S., specifically New York.
Amazing. Okay, now let's get on to coronavirus. It's getting real. How has the coronavirus changed your life?
Corona has made life a lot less exciting. I feel like it's pretty much restricted all of us into a certain way of living. It's not only changed my personal life, but my work life. Working where I do in urgent care, the amount of people we see regularly is ranging from 160 people to 190 people a day. About 99% of those patients are for COVID tests, and it's gotten very stressful every now and then. Some patients get rowdy, upset, et cetera, or we're just trying our best to make everyone happy.
I wish you the best of luck, my love.
Thank you. Thank you all the time. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was going to ask you, what's it like being home so often? But considering that you work, does it affect you?
It's not. It does, because it's like, I actually got to answer it, so... I only got hired in August and worked full time. So before then, it was pretty boring. It was just like the same kind of thing every day. Being home so often, like in the very beginning, it felt kind of easy though, because I don't like being around people necessarily. So it didn't bother me. I didn't have to be around anyone I don't want to be around. But as much as I don't like the general public, I need to see the general public. Like, I can't not see it. It starts to feel weird and you feel so restricted. It starts to feel like a chore. Like, every day feels the same, so it feels like a chore. So it kind of made me a little mentally exhausted. So not being in, but also just seeing how things are getting worse and worse every day, which gives such a negative outlook on everything. Like, even on social media, you see that things are just getting progressively worse. Yeah. More people are dying. It's so negative. It's like everything is so negative. So you see the same kind of stuff every day. It's just really stressful, I think. Yeah.
Like, what do you do to get away from all that?
Exactly.
Nothing. It's everywhere.
Literally. Right. There's no other way unless you just turning off your phone or turning off everything. That's the only way I can think of.
Even then,
you're just gonna keep thinking about it. It's in your head.
Mm-hmm. So with the whole lockdown and social distancing rule, how did it impact you and your family?
I feel it has impacted me socially, mainly because even though I don't always like being around people, I still would like to be able to go out and hang out with friends and family and general public without fear. Unfortunately, time apart from certain people has taught me lessons about those I've been surrounding myself with. Since we can't see these people as often as we once did, I've not only learned that I have to let go of people I need to, but also learn to cherish the ones I have around me and appreciate them 100 times more.
I love you.
Aw, I love you too.
I miss you.
I miss you too.
Well, so other than you, are people in your household working?
My mom is working, but it's not full-time, it's part-time, since she does have two younger ones, so
I
like support her where I can, because like we're both doing this, we're in this mm-hmm. together, man. Mm-hmm. But the younger ones and online, I feel like online learning for like elementary school students is the worst thing ever.
Those two
things combined, what do they learn? They actually really need to be in person. Like, less elementary kids cannot learn online. They can't. It's not possible. And I honestly, I didn't think it would be that hard, but seeing them go through it, it's like, guys need that. They need the contact to actually learn. Like, that's basic molding.
They like, need that really hands-on work.
Literally.
Are you worried about them because of that?
Yes. Extremely. Because it also makes me mad because I don't have any advice to give because I've never gone through this myself. Right. I have nothing to give them. I have no lesson to teach with this because I didn't have to learn online in elementary school. Right. I never been through this before. I don't even know how to like help them. I just try. I try where I can to make them do the work, but it's like I can see why they don't want to, or like why right. it's confusing because they're not getting the contact. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone nowadays is suffering, and especially the kids that have to go to school. It's like they're at home, a place where they need to relax, but now it's like hounding so much work.
It's become split into like the classroom, lunchroom, and home. It's all one, everything. All those things, and the parents are just the other teachers. That's just the other teacher.
That's actual prison.
Seriously, home is supposed to be a sanctuary, now it's a prison.
What have you learned about yourself and your family since the beginning of the crisis?
My family, I feel like I've learned that time apart is good for them, mainly because my family has been affected in various ways, but the same as everyone else's, pretty much, not that different. So it may have already growing tension in my family, because it's already like having two butting heads in the family, in the house. That's already bad, but it's like when they have to see each other 24/7.
It starts to tick them off.
It's like an overflowing pot, basically. Mm-hmm. Like it's gonna boil over. So that's basically what happened with my aunt and my mom. She moved out, and it stemmed from a big argument between the two of them. And as sad as it was to see them argue, the distance they have now is needed, I feel. Because they have been living together for a while, and they're both adults. So it's like they needed
to. I need my own space.
Yeah, literally. Like, it was a long time coming. Like, they had been going, what? No, I'm doing something right now. You can't come in here. Anyway, I'm so sorry.
This is what you expect.
Exactly. They have been living together for a while. And my aunt is she's a grown woman as well as my mom. So it was long overdue. And they're currently on speaking terms again. So I feel like that's a step in the positive direction. It's not, even if it's cordial, it's something. You can tolerate being in front of each other. And that's good. That's good.
So, what has been the hardest part of the pandemic for you?
The hardest part is having little to no contact with everyone I usually did, and seeing how drastic everyday life has changed due to this, it's a hard pill to swallow. And I've never seen the city as dead as it is right now. Never. It's really dead out there. Like, nothing happens, like, at all. Nothing. Especially when I'm going to work, it just feels different. And I don't like it. And I hate it. Yeah.
We love a zombie apocalypse.
Literally, like, a dystopian kind of world we're living in. Dystopian kind of world.
So, what have been the positive outcomes, though?
Hold on, let me find that question. I definitely answered it.
It's question 8.
It is? Oh, yeah. You're right. Okay, thank you. I was like, what?
Okay. No problem.
I think I've made more of an effort to not be as hard on myself about things. Hold on. Specifically ones that I can't control. Worrying excessively now is probably one of the most exhausting things to do, because there's already enough stress and worry causing more on yourself is like pretty unnecessary and harmful, which I did like for like a good chunk of this pandemic. Right. And it's so exhausting, like worrying a lot makes you so tired, and I didn't really know that until like I went through that.
Right. Like, how do you calm yourself down? Like, how do you find a time to relax? Consider you have, like, work, you have to keep up with your friends, whether it's, like, meeting them, if you can, like, online, and then you have two little ones at home. Like, how do you find time for yourself?
I honestly think I read a lot. I've been reading more recently, and writing, too.
Ooh.
And meditating.
We love a scholar.
Bubble baths too. Bubble baths are a blessing in disguise, truly.
What do you think the nation and the world should learn from this pandemic? You know, we struggled in the beginning. We're still struggling now, but like, you know, in the beginning it was different.
No, seriously, it was like the air quality was different, how bad we were doing. How bad we were doing. But I feel like the nation should learn to take certain things more seriously to prevent something like this from getting as bad as it has now. Communication and safety is the best two words I feel we need more of. That was my easiest way to put it, like more precaution and safety, because I don't think we've taken as much as we should, like
Okay.
And considering it was the downplayed virus and then got this bad. Yeah, it's pretty bad. We all look real dumb right now.
Looking back at all those TikToks making fun of it.
Ooh. I literally just saw like a YouTube video that was made like a few months ago, right? Just before it got to us. And people were saying, oh, I'm not scared. I'm just like, this is so awkward to watch now, because we are scared now. Shit.
And there's a new strand? Oh my god.
Also that...
What do we do now?
Literally, what are we looking into? That's all I'm thinking about. Like, what are we looking into? What can we not see may or may not happen?
We love a plague in this past.
And the fact that the world is so, I feel like the world is so split on like mask and like non-mask. Maybe we aren't being hard enough about it. I don't know, but like. Was the fine
right?
So that means that you want to protect yourself, right?
right?
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't. Like, it's just a mess. And people are saying, like, you know, they don't want to be conformative. Like, they're already doing that. Like, what's a mask
you're
gonna
already,
do?
But no, you pay taxes. You pay taxes. You think you could just walk
into somewhere and like take something off?
Right, you literally are. You are a part of this society. You are a citizen of this. You already are conforming to a certain kind of life. And like, oh gosh.
Wow. Let's skip ahead a little bit, okay? Black Lives Matter protests, okay? Why do you think they suddenly, like, erupted? Well, not suddenly, but, you know.
Right. Yeah, I was about to say that. I was like, the first sentence I put was, like, anti-racist protests have always been a thing, specifically talking about the eruption of the most recent ones from spring 2020. Those started because a man of the name of George Floyd was killed by the police for allegedly using a counterfeit dollar bill. And long story, yeah, that was why. And one of the police officers knelt on his neck while the other three pretty much did nothing. Most of us wouldn't have even known about it if it weren't recorded and posted everywhere. From that, plus the thousands of reposts, etc., people started actively protesting since this wasn't the first time an unarmed Black person was murdered, and it unfortunately wouldn't be the last.
$20, that's it.
Right, that was really the reason why he, like, is dead. Like, I don't get that. That's really hard to fathom, because you know, like, how there's, like, how situations escalate, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. The escalation just doesn't make sense. It seems like something starting at ground level going way too high. Doesn't. Mm-hmm. How did they get to that?
Oh, damn. Why do you think New York City has become the epicenter of the protests?
I feel like, essentially, like, New York City is its own liberal bubble. This city is full of different kinds of people, ranging from race to sexual identity. Yeah. We're in a place where so many different cultures meet, and it makes us more sensitive to these issues here. Can't say that about other places. People actually see how important Black lives are here. As sad as this is to say, not everyone thinks that.
Right. I'm not gonna lie, I also think it's because of, like, you know, the younger people in New York.
Yeah, like, that too. No, we're crazy. There's a lot of people who are our age here.
And we'll fight someone for sure. In legal office, we won't ask the Starbucks lady to change our order if they mess it up.
I won't get mad or yell at them if there's some kind of mistake.
but a police officer, I'll gladly fight.
Oh, we're all getting our voices. Like, we're all getting mad.
Oh my God, wait. Let's go, people. Let's go.
No way.
Yes, you remember him?
Yes.
Oh, that officer, poor thing. How have the uprising across the country shifted how you think about your ethnic identity or your place in the U.S. society?
It hasn't. That's so dramatic. I'm sorry. I'm just.
No.
I put it hasn't in a period. It hasn't. I didn't mean it like
closes
that.
Your
it hasn't. It hasn't. I've always felt like I have to tread lightly in this country simply because of who I am or what I identify as. It's never a surprise to see one of our own being killed this way. It's more of a huge disappointment. Being born Black here means you're born aware of your place already. We shouldn't have to be reminding people that our lives matter, yet we are.
I don't get it. Like, how people can hate other people just because they have more melanin, less melanin, they have different features, and it's like, what's the point?
It's, when you think about it, it's a really stupid thing. It's
like,
a
what makes you
thing.
All high and mighty?
Literally. Nothing.
Oh my God, wait, what do you think about the Karens of late?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm checking something.
That is so fine.
Okay. But did you say the Karens, girl?
Did you say the Karens? Yes.
Did you say the Karens?
Yes, I did.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I see them at work a lot, and it's just like, I don't know. It's like a bit of a culture shock for me to see that, like, just like being in front of me.
Because
it's like accurate. Because like the things you see about it are accurate.
How do you put up?
Like it's, and a lot of them have this privilege, like that makes them think that they don't have to wait in a line for things and that they're going to get in front of others. It's so weird. Because they think it comes naturally.
I need like, that level of confidence. What?
Like, there are other people waiting for the same thing. You don't have an upper hand. There is no upper hand. And the fact that this is free.
Ooh.
That's why there's a wait. I'm sorry. Gosh. Supply and demand. So supply and demand.
Speaking of which, you have to take COVID tests often, right?
Have to what?
Take COVID tests often. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How is that?
Invasive? I just feel like it's just, those swabs just know my nose. Like, they know my brain. And they have seen the tunnels. They have seen tunnels beyond tunnels of this area, of my sinus area. And also it's just good. I guess it is nice to be good to be aware, but it's like it's so invasive. And I also saw something recently. I'm sorry to like bring this up, but I saw it at work. And like apparently, like in China, they started doing anal swabs for it
because it's I've more heard accurate. About that, and I thought it was
right.
A joke.
I thought it was a joke. Looked it up. They're for real. They're like serious. They're dead ass.
I mean.
I find that so, that's even more invasive than this already is. This is already enough, you know. Mm-hmm. It already makes me sneeze, like, as soon as it's, like, out. Mm-hmm. I don't like the feeling. Anal swab. That's a different level. That's.
It's a different kind of trust.
Yeah, I really. Who came up with that? Who was the first person to do that? Come on, that's weird.
Not really, because I feel like putting supplements up there and taking your temperature is more accurate.
Yes, so that's more accurate. I remember that, because I, unfortunately...
Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I remember from high school.
Facts. But, like, I feel like just in this general case... It also makes the task of doing it even more like on the people who are have to perform be considerate of them.
Okay, so you left these ones blank for now, so we're gonna
these are gonna be off the dome. And this is going to be off the door.
Freestyle.
This is going to be natural. This is going to be my raw state.
Oh, okay. Do you have any stories you're willing to share about encounters you've had with racism or the police? Give me some juicy details.
I had one. And oddly enough, it's a sad one because it happened on my 19th birthday. Like, and that's when I feel like I realized, damn, I'm really growing up and this is what has to happen. And like, it's just like, it was a realization. Because, like, I, so, long story short, like, I was with my boyfriend, and I was going into, like, a CVS, because I wanted to get lashes, because I wanted to get lashes. I was having a moment, it was my day, it was my day, so, like, he said he would get them for me, he said he's gonna give me lashes, I was like, oh, thank you, so, like, I walked in, and, like, I asked them, do you know where the lashes are, like, because I couldn't find them, and the person pointed us to where they are, and we go and check out, and, like, I go to the CVS a lot, mainly because, like, I work by it, because at that time, I was at, like, a West 33rd Urgent, like, City MD Urgent Care, which is, like, on 34th Street and 8th Ave, so there's a CVS there. I would go in there a lot, but I never went without my uniform on, so I guess it was a different kind of vibe, because they know who you are, essentially, when you have a uniform on, but without one, you're just a regular person. So we're checking out, and we're at the self-checkout. And this lady, she's literally standing directly behind us, the worker. She's standing directly behind us. She's not doing this to anyone else, but And I was so confused, and I didn't want to say anything in the moment because I don't know. It's really mind-boggling when you see it happening to other people and then you go through it yourself. Like, it's mm-hmm. like, what do I do now? Like, what right. do I'm stuck. I don't know what to say. I don't want to cause a conflict, and I don't want to make anyone upset, and I don't want to seem rowdy, but also, this is not okay. She's standing directly behind us, very close, not going by 6 feet regimen. First of all, that was already a violation because you're standing close to me. Exactly. So, and I was like, I was helping him because he didn't know how to use the self checkout, and I was just like, I'll give you your card. I'm gonna do it for you. So I'm doing it for him, and like I could see that they're like literally all watching us. I was like, that's so weird. Like I was so uncomfortable. I never experienced that in my entire life. It was so weird. I still think about it to this day because I was like, why'd it have to happen on that day? Like, on my 19th. It's like, damn, I'm really growing up. That's sad.
Right? Like, imagine someone else might think it's nothing. They're just like, oh, they're just helping, standing there to see if you need help. But then if you really think about it from, like, your point of view, it's terrifying.
Wait, I see what you mean. Yeah, like, if mm-hmm. they think that you're going to feel it. And mm-hmm. I sensed that vibe already as soon as we walked in. But I didn't think it was going to trail on until the self-checkout. Because right. it's self-checkout. I know how to self-checkout. That's why it's called self-checkout. Like, if you do it for yourself. Most of the time, those people don't need assistance. Why are you standing that close? Like, it was weird. I don't know.
Nasty. Are there any more stories from, like, that you've heard from your friends or family members about racism, police, or anything since protest started?
Luckily, no. Because I haven't heard anything, which is a good thing. That was mm-hmm. the only experience I had that was, like, the timing was even worse. Like, but sorry. Other than that, no, it was, like, nothing else, which is good. That means that things are a little calmer. That means that things are at least calm for right now.
Were you active in the protests at all, like in a digital sense, in person, or any way?
I feel like more in a digital sense, mainly because I wanted to, but then I saw how aggressive it was getting for some people, and I was like, I can barely defend myself. Hold on. I'm not gonna lie, I don't have the chops, okay? I'm like about 130 pounds, maybe 125, 130 on a good day. Like, right. someone mm-hmm. can beat my ass. Okay, I can get beat easily. So I didn't want to go through that because I saw that they were, like, bringing out rubber bullets and shit.
Mm-hmm. Rubber bullets, tear gas,
that was super weird. But mm-hmm. I remember while I was working, I would hear a lot of them going on while in mm-hmm. working. So it was, like, it was nice to see that was happening. Even especially when it was very peaceful and they weren't the police weren't causing a ruckus on our side, but you know, yeah, like it was nice to see that people actually care, like, and everyone cares, like a lot mm-hmm. of people care, and that went those protests went on forever, like for so long. Yes. Weeks later, they were still happening. It was a beautiful thing to see, honestly.
Yes, bringing it back to the police.
Yeah.
What do you think about their response to the protest?
I've seen a lot of them be more understanding, which is a good thing. Because, like, have you ever seen, like, those Jubilee videos? Like, on YouTube? It's basically, like, a middle ground thing, and they basically bring people from opposing sides, and they want them to see, like, if they can find a common ground.
Yes, I've seen
that. Yeah, that's a Jubilee video. Okay, yes. There was one, like, with, I think it might have been, like, Black Lives Matter, like, protesters and police. So, and there was, it seemed like they understand where it's coming from, and what I hear a lot reoccurring is more, like, trying to get people who can respond to certain situations that aren't necessarily for police, and so, which is true, because they don't need to be called for every single thing, but they get called for every single thing. So mm-hmm. it sounds like people are trying to see if there's a way to, like, defund police in a sense that isn't like taking their money, of course, duh, we still need police. But all the money that they have is a lot. They could generally go to other places and other people that are better equipped for certain
situations.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that idea because it's not problematic, one, and it's just like, it makes sense. It makes mm-hmm. sense. Like, not police don't need to be called for everything, but they are because that's who we call for emergencies. They don't need to be called for... Exactly. They don't need to necessarily be called for someone who is rowdy and also, like, disabled. Like, that, for example, why would you call them? Like, they don't know how to, like, be, like... How do I say this? Not aggressive with that kind of person. They instantly react off aggression a lot, which isn't good for no one in the situation.
It's good for certain situations, but not regular.
Not the smaller ones. Yeah, we don't need mm-hmm. that.
How have the past few months changed how you think about the police and racism in U.S.?
It's made me think. I don't think it's made me change anything about how I think. I still pretty much think the same about both police and racism. I never really felt a way about police. I do feel guarded naturally because of how I identify and how I look, but that's just the natural thing. But it doesn't. It hasn't changed. It's been pretty standard and pretty like. Said racism, once again, it isn't such a surprising thing. It's more like just a sense of disappointment that it's still happening, because like, damn, 21st century racism is really a thing.
We're in the new retrograde, come on.
We're supposed to be turning new leaves, guys.
Yes. Did you learn more about the history of racism in this country since the protest started?
I feel like I have, yes. I feel like, honestly, TikTok has became like a fact site. it became very educational in that sense, because they were spitting shit that I had never even heard of, that I didn't even know was a thing. Like, especially like, for example, like the Tulsa fires that basically, like, I think a town that was primarily Black was burned down. And it happened, like, often. Like, this was a thing that was happening a lot. Because of the fact that there was a lot of Black people there. I didn't even know that happened. I was never even
You
want
to link me to that? I didn't know this thing.
Oh, no, bro. I did not know it was a thing either. Wait, I'm going to look it up and send it to you because... I didn't know. I personally was never even taught about that in high school or previously. And when I found out, I was like, wow, that's crazy. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Speaking of high school, I feel as though they didn't teach us much.
They maybe skimmed over a lot.
They did. The only thing I remember would be like slavery, since that was such
major
a big thing.
Events, yeah.
And then and then some of the protests.
And then segregation. Mm-hmm. And then Jim Crow law mm-hmm. Until then. That's, which is dumb, because there are little minute things that happen in between those things that we were not taught. It's super weird.
That seemed to be very important for us to know.
Okay, it was called the Tulsa Race Massacre. Oh. It took place on May 31st and June 1st. Of 1921, when mobs of white residents, many of them depenalized and given weapons by city officials, attacked Black residents and businesses of Greenwood District in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This was a thing. I did not know anything about that. I didn't know anything about that. I had never even heard about that before TikTok. Like, I did not know. I didn't know about that. I found that really interesting that I had never heard about that, because you think you know everything from history, but you don't. You don't. And it's bad that they skimmed over that, because that says a lot.
It does.
They purposely gave them weapons. Like, they purposely gave them weapons to do that. That's crazy.
They said, here you go, have a field trip.
Literally, like, yeah, go have fun.
All right, send me that, please. What do you think about the local and national government's response to the protest? I feel like, again, this would be, like, related to SWAT team being called, the police in, like, their professional gear.
I feel like the response was very aggressive. Uh-huh. Yes, I feel like the response was extremely aggressive, and I didn't like that. I didn't like that it was aggressive. It made me worry because I didn't understand why it was happening, mainly because majority of the protests were very peaceful and not chaotic. So it confused the fuck out of me. It confused me. I didn't know why they had to bring out the road bullets and, like, the tear gas. Lots of tear gas was going into lots of eyes, and I didn't understand that either. It was crazy. It's crazy.
How would you like to see this moment resolved?
Mainly just less people being angered about the protesting, I think. Because it's happening for a reason, mm-hmm. because of that huge occurring thing that happened.
People literally were protesting to get their hair cut.
Right. That was in response to the Black Lives Matter. That's really fucked up.
I know.
It's a little grimy. Because you're making it about your damn haircut. You're making it about your damn haircut. And someone lost their life for no reason. But we demand haircuts. I remember those signs. I'm sorry. It pisses me off.
It was just yesterday. Damn. Just be a DIY queen and do it yourself.
Honestly.
It looks like you've been doing it yourself already.
Literally most that's funny. Most people in quarantine have been doing that themselves. So why not try? Why not try it? Mm. No one cares if you mess up. No one cares.
Ooh, okay. Do you remember January 6th? The invasion of the U.S. Capitol?
Yes, I was at work. I remember that day so vividly. I was at work, I was sitting down, and, like, my manager was sitting by me, and he was like, did you see what's happening at the Capitol? Because I had just got a notification about it, and I saw something about, like, it was on Apple News, and it said, like, the Capitol was being sworn. I was like,
So calm, you know.
I was like, what? You know, I was like, what? So I look and I see what's happening. I see people are climbing on walls and shit. I was like, what's going on? And I felt so bad, mainly because it was 6 days into a new year. And this is what we got.
It wasn't even this a week yet.
This is what we start with. We already look bad to other countries.
And you want to make it worse?
Thank you for making it worse. And I hate that some people, like, I have a friend who is, like, who has a friend who's, like, not from here. She's from the UK. And she was basically boxing all the Americans as in, like, into a Trump supporter bubble. And it's like, is that really what you think? Is that really? Are you not understanding that we are all individuals here? Are you not understanding that? Do you not know that here we are individuals? Because we ain't the same people. I don't know. It's just, you shouldn't have to, like, defend that, mainly because, like, so that obvious. It was obvious what kind of people were going. We can see it.
Right.
It literally said who they were.
And his, the fact that they said their names so casually. It's like, you want us to find you.
And then there was a dude that smoked a whole doobie in the Capitol.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then there was a person recording. He was like, what strand is that? He said Pinkberry. He responded to him on the Senate floor.
He's like, I'm not shy about it. I'm going to tell you what I'm taking. Get you some too.
I was like, this is a federal crime. There are people in jail for that.
You're doing it right here in the building.
How was that even, in the fact that that's allowed, it almost seemed like it was okay. Apparently the whole Capitol was empty that day, basically. Pretty much empty.
It's a good thing that it was empty.
Yeah, because it would have been made more chaotic. It probably would have been more chaotic, you know.
Now, it sounds like there's a blimp outside. Wait. Amazing. Anywho. What do you think led those people to try to violently attempt to overthrow the government?
They said they were trying to get back what they lost.
What did they lose?
Because literally Trump, when he was talking about it, he said, oh, this election was stolen from us. Stolen. And it sounds, he's obviously still very pressed. And so essentially he just had let them do that because they were all mad about him losing. It seems really immature when you say it out loud, because it is. It is. Truly.
He literally let, like, you know, his quote unquote kids
do. Yeah, that's basically what happened.
He's like, I can't do anything anymore, and I'll leave it up to you.
Yeah. Like, I didn't win, I'm sorry.
You're angry a little bit.
It's never been hard for anyone to, like, transition out of power. It's never been a task here. For the first time ever, it's been this much of a task. So much so that they had to ruin the Capitol.
Mm-hmm. You made a mess and said, I'm not
leaving. To get a point across, and you... What did it do, though? Other than embarrass yourselves. Other than that. And also, like, a lot of them got exposed. Like, a lot of them people were adding their whole names. Like, people knew these people.
Yeah.
Some of them
were, getting asked questions. And they said their whole government. Oh, Lord.
Wow.
They clearly don't know how to do it right.
What an idiot. That's not the point. If you're going to do that, you shouldn't be, like, putting your whole government.
Right. You need to keep on the DL. You're doing something mad sus right now.
You're literally flooding the Capitol. That is a crime. That is a crime.
Like, at least when we were protesting, it was just, like, you know, in the streets being all nice.
Right, exactly. They had to go to the Capitol and go on and have themselves be recorded.
We even got Anonymous on our side. They got no one.
They got nobody.
The TikToks of Anonymous was just...
Oh, nah, for real? They were going hard. They were...
Even the 7-foot rider? Oh, that was good. That was good.
Really good. Really. I kept watching that one. I kept watching that.
Yes. I saved it every time I saw it.
Same. I liked it every time I saw it. It was too good.
Were you surprised about how they were treated by the police?
Yes, honestly. Because I always have, like, I always feel like I always try to see both sides of every story, of course. And it's like, I understand why they're protesting, and I don't get why it's seen as a bad thing. Like, what's wrong? Like, why? I never want to like respond in aggression. That's the thing. Like, I don't want to be mad at them. Like, I don't want to be like, and I don't ever want to feel like, oh, the police don't genuinely care. But they give off the sense that they don't. So what are most people supposed to think?
But especially when they're taking pictures, like selfies, with the rioters.
Right. So it's like, I was surprised at how they were student. Mm-hmm. I was.
That was a whole second.
Yeah, it was like, what? It was almost as if like they were there for no reason. Like you're there for no reason.
Yeah, just to watch.
Yeah. I only care for that one guy that managed to get them away from the Senate floor. Him. He's the MVP. I think he even got promoted. Good for him.
What do you think about Trump's reaction to the invasion? I mean, come on. It's almost like a father praising his kids.
I feel like it was a threat. He was like, he was saying, oh, like something about how them doing that for a reason, etc. Like it's basically along those lines, and it's like, or like this is what happens when I don't win, kind of thing. It's like that's super embarrassing. Like why would you let them?
It's like you lost. Just accept it with
you
dignity.
You have to let
pride.
It go. You have to let it go.
You got those 4 years.
It is over. No, seriously. Like, cause it's over and done. Like, you have to leave. You actually have to leave. We don't
like,
want you.
You could try
here.
Again.
We don't want you here anymore. We don't want you here anymore. For now, you have to go. Sir, please. You have to leave. You have to leave. I just think he couldn't let go. He couldn't fathom the fact that he lost.
Funny.
That's it. He just could not fathom the fact that he lost. So he had a temper tantrum. Yeah. And that was the temper tantrum. The whole protest was the temper
that's
tantrum.
Embarrassing.
Like, just send the kids to go mess things up.
What do you think about the impeachment trials of former President Trump? Wasn't this man like impeached twice?
Yes, first president to ever be impeached twice. Never heard of that.
I mean, gotta give him props for that, being the first to do this.
Right, like how did you manage to do it once, get past, and do it again? And do it again, that's crazy. But I feel like at first, I was honestly saying it was dumb to impeach someone that was going to be out of the chair in a week. And then I started thinking, right? I was like, but it's necessary because impeaching him would essentially get rid of the benefits of being a former president. The fact that he was even a president, he still has some kind of like some kind of title. There's still a lot of benefits from that. So impeaching him kind of takes away those benefits because it's like now you're not shit. You really ain't shit now because you got impeached. You actually don't have any
twice.
Benefits because you're impeached twice.
You will be the first to go down in these history books as the
straight. Right.
You really have to fuck up bad to do that.
Seriously.
Uh-huh. Damn.
Also, I was just maybe surprised that it seemed like, because the White House is such a it's a very guarded place. It's an extremely guarded place. I'm pretty sure most of the time you can't even stand there for too long because they're getting mad or something. Someone's gonna be like, "Can you move?"
Or just so the tension just builds up a little too much.
Right. It's like I feel weird. I feel like I shouldn't be here, kind of thing. So the fact that on that. Ironically enough, on that day, it's not as guarded as usual. That's so sus. It's like it's planned. It's like it was strategic.
Yes.
It seems undermining. Like, it seems really grimy. I don't like that. I don't like that. Because it's
we
like,
don't like nothing about this.
Right. I don't trust it because he can't act like he didn't know what's going to happen.
I thought he insinuated it, like, you know, there was going to be like protests on this day, like he gave the day and everyone just like,
yes.
You know what, you said protest, I'm writing
that. exactly. So it's like that's what you were building up to and you let them do that.
Oh my god, he created a subreddit.
And then the fact that I saw people crying like about the fact that he lost, like
that was kind of funny.
It was I also am concerned, mainly because, like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you all right?
Rip to Caitlin Bennett.
Yeah, facts. No one likes her. Yeah. You know I carry, right? That's all I hear when everyone says their name. Every time I hear it, I just say, you know Harry. I carry, right? Shut up. I didn't ask. I'm like, what? No, I hate that she says it in a way that's like you asked her that specific question.
It can be dead silent in the room, and she's like, oh, I carry, by the way. Oh, wait, this is getting a little too off topic. That's all the questions I have.
I genuinely just wanted to say that about her. It's like, you know, right? Like, what?
That's so fine. Like, I'll leave it in.
You're stressed. You have to remind people that you have a gun.
It's like, we know. We could see it. It's not a small one. You're not trying to conceal it.
Seriously, she has like a whole like
AK on her back.
And it's pink.
The fact that it's pink.
Yo, the fact that this is still going.
Yes.
Keep this all in.
I will. Would you like to say hi to my teacher?
Hi.
His name is Samuel. You can call him Sam.
Hi, Samuel.
Amazing. Okay, so that's all the questions I have for you, Imani. Thank you so much for letting me do
this. This is great. It makes me miss being in classes, truly. It truly does.
It makes me miss the fun part of classes.
Right, exactly. Like working with people you like, it's great.
Right, so say bye-bye to the teacher.
Bye. Thank you for having me.